This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a scar on my body that I don't even think my husband knows about. I don't think you guys know about it. I don't think I ever told you guys about this scar. It's not really a big story, but I actually have two scars, and they're on my tongue. And stop the giggles. And I got these scars because I think I was in the second or third grade. I was in Phoenix, Arizona at the time. I think I was at Pueblo Elementary. I have to double check. And the other kids, the older kids, were on the swing. And they were swinging on the swing. And then you would jump off the swing midair. Okay, now, you know, my mommy and daddy taught me, you know, when you're on the swing, you bring the swing to a stop and then you get off. But on the playground, it's different rules. You're seesawing. You're up. That kid needs to go because the teacher's yelling at him, and then you crash down. So I had to learn at a very early age that I couldn't be afraid of heights. And if I was going to be stuck in air, I needed to overcome that. And I needed to be able to overcome height and learn how to jump and land like Wonder Woman used to. Didn't Wonder Woman in the 80s used to? Anyway, so I was like, okay, I got to be like Wonder Woman. So I'm on the swing, and my friends are saying, jump, jump. And I'm swinging high. And, you know, it's those old metal swings that used to get super hot, you know, in the spring because in Arizona it was like 120 degrees. And I'm like, I'm not ready, I'm not ready, I'm not ready. And they're screaming at me and screaming at me, go, 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 Dolly, go. So I jump and I fall. And when I fall, I don't fall like Wonder Woman does. I fall, you know, with my tongue out. And so I bit my tongue. I almost bit my tongue off. And I land, and blood starts pouring out. So everybody's like, oh my gosh, what? She landed. You know, and I kind of landed like Black Widow. It was an actually cool-looking landing, but blood is coming out. So teacher's running over, yelling, I told you not to jump off the swing. You know, there's blood. I'm bleeding. And I bit my tongue really bad. I bit my tongue in two spots, almost bit it off. Well, the tongue healed, except I have these scars now. I don't want to show everybody because they kind of look funny, but I have a scarred tongue. And I'm just amazed at how my tongue could heal from something like that. I didn't even need stitches. My mom took me to a doctor, but apparently you could do some internal stitches that dissolve, but at that point they were like, look, just put some ice on it, just drink some drinks, you know, for the next couple days, you'll be fine. I was a skinny kid at the time, but it was good. And so I healed. I tell like this, you know, and then I have never jumped off a swing ever since. Well, the tongue is a remarkable organ. But we abuse our tongues. We do. And we don't realize we're abusing our tongues. And one such thing that we do that really hurts our tongues is our sour candy. We love sour and sweet. And I think our taste buds have evolved over time where we really expect lots of flavors. I mean, I grew up in a household where my mom really didn't use salt and didn't really use any flavors. So all of a sudden, I go to McDonald's and I'm like, this is yummy. Well, because there's salt. So we have, I think, grown accustomed to wanting more flavor. Well, a little kid in Australia was sucking on Warheads. Now, I don't have any Warheads candy here, but Warheads is pretty popular in the States, popular in Europe, and they are a sour candy. Well, she sucked on them to the point that they burned a hole through layers of her tongue. And so the mom wants to raise awareness that kids can burn holes in their tongue by something sold at a typical candy store. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is these candies are acidic. So Warheads, and I'm not doing this to rip on them, but they are one of multiple candies out there that could be acidic. And the little girl had about 10 of them, and it ate through the top layer of her tongue. Looks pretty painful. Little girl posts for pictures with the news. She's an adorable little girl. So I posted the picture of the tongue on my blog, website, Facebook, and the sour Warhead, they call them lollies, you know, they call them lollies, I guess, in Europe and Australia, but we call them suckers, okay? And so these suckers are acidic. What's in them? Well, I looked up the ingredients of Warheads. Warheads have sugar, corn syrup, malic acid, citric acid, magnesium stearate, gum acacia, ascorbic acid, artificial flavors, carnauba wax, cornstarch, blue 1, red 40, and or yellow 5. So, man, whoever invented blue 1, red 40, or yellow 5, they make bucks. Now, how acidic are they? Well, according to Wikipedia, your Warhead candy could have a pH of about 1.6. Neutral is 7. Your stomach acid is 2. So Warhead candy is 1.6 more acidic than your stomach acid. That could erode your teeth enamel, it could cause GI distress, and apparently burn some of your mucosal. So Warheads candy is manufactured by Impact Confections. So I looked up the Impact Confections website, and I'm like, you know, what do they say about the acidity? So they state the acids we use are ascorbic acid, citric acid, lactic acid, and malic acid. Please be aware that these ingredients are approved by the FDA for use in foods and are included at levels at or below regulatory limits. They say we produce only high-quality products and meet all U.S. federal guidelines for pH levels and ingredients, and when eaten normally, consumers enjoy them with no issues. However, some people may have an increased sensitivity to these ingredients. Now, interestingly, they spell pH wrong. So if you're a candy company that understands pH acidity, know how to spell it. pH is lower P, capital H. And I kept the incorrect spelling. I don't want you to think that was me. It just, if they don't know how to spell pH right, Now, people say, okay, well, kids shouldn't do that. Adults have been doing it on purpose. You guys remember the Warheads challenge? About 8-9 years ago, people would eat as many Warheads as possible and then burn their tongue. I got a video of some guy where his tongue was bleeding. So if you are going to eat any candy or energy drink or anything, wash it out with water. Neutralize it with water or milk. But we are really burning off our enamel and burning our mouths with a lot of the things out there in regular stores. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I don't like rumors. You know, when it comes to political figures and people saying somebody pooped themselves or, you know, this happened or this person, I guess, cheated on who. I mean, you know, being a journalist and being a doctor, I don't have time for rumors. I don't have time. I just need to know what the facts are. I want to be able to relay the facts and I want to be able to, you know, answer people's questions. But it does start to become intriguing and it does become a media story when we feel that there might not be transparency, all right? Because if a government official is going to be making some pretty, pretty strict rules on your life and how you have to live and what goes into your body, people want transparency when it comes to that.
And so when Governor Newsom got his booster shot and his flu shot, I believe a couple weeks ago, you then didn't see him for about a week. So people start to freak out a little bit. See, okay, is he on vacation? Was it the shots? And all these rumors went about. And I guess his wife and his press secretary said, no, 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 it had nothing to do with the shot. Well, some sources are saying, yes, it did. He felt bad. He got pretty sick after his booster shot. And so why do we care? Well, because if he is going to mandate kids get the vaccine for them to go to school, which is their constitutional right, parents want to know that nobody is covering up any side effects. Now, me as a doctor, I know everything has side effects. There's always benefits and there's always risks. I get that. There's always benefits and risks. But we have informed consent. The patient chooses. The patient's like, you know what? I want the hysterectomy. I understand there's risks, but you're not forcing me to get the hysterectomy. I want this hysterectomy. I'm going to sign. It's my choice. We do informed consent all the time. We don't have informed consent. Now, if you don't get the shot, you can't travel. You can't go to that restaurant. You can't go to that school. You might be denied a hospital bed. That starts to now change the conversation to this isn't just about sensationalism, you know, and trying to make money off of headlines. This is now the public going, now, wait a second here. I'm about to inject my kid with something that could have possibly made our governor ill. Can somebody just tell me what happened to the governor? Now, does the governor have a right to privacy? If he wants to take a week off, does he have a right to privacy? Well, I think anybody has a right to privacy. Anybody has a right to their medical privacy. Unless that medical treatment is being mandated on you. So one of the reasons why we saw Joe Biden get his shot. I don't know if Trump. I think Trump even videotaped him getting the shot. I think one of the reasons why we saw everybody get their shot, I did, is so I don't want you guys thinking I lied. Got the vaccine. This is what happened. I did the thumbs up. And I told you guys throughout it all. I told you about the body aches. I told you about the fever. I told you I felt fine. Wanted to be very, very transparent. So you guys could decide. If you don't want the fever, you don't want the body aches, that's up to you. You know, if you aren't worried about that, even though I'm different, just because I got through it unscathed doesn't mean, you know, that applies to everybody. But I wanted to show people that, you know, I wanted to be very transparent because you guys are very, very worried about how things are rolling out with the mandate. So if the governor allegedly did have a problem getting his booster and there is a reactivity your third time or a higher allergic response or more aches and pains or more issues, that has to be shared with the public. And right now, a good amount of the public does not think people are sharing things or being transparent. When people were getting anaphylaxis and dropping and fainting after the shot, everybody was saying, don't talk about it, because people freak out and they won't get the shot. Well, no, we're not hiding things. Let them know. Let them know that some of you might fall, and which is why make sure after you get the shot, you're not alone. Somebody's there to catch you if you faint. I mean, why are we hiding this? So this is being reported by Daily Mail. They said California Governor Gavin Newsom did have an adverse reaction to getting the COVID booster and flu shot within days of each other, leaving him with, quote, muscle weakness and fatigue. Now, this is according to sources within their inner circle. They say the governor was last seen in public on October 27th. That's when he received his COVID-19 booster in Oakland. He had gotten a flu shot on October 22nd. But then he appeared in a photo attending Ivy Getty's wedding that was this past weekend after he was gone for close to 2 weeks. Apparently he looked good. He was in a mask. But interestingly, he pulled out of the COP26 climate summit in Scotland last week, citing, quote, family obligations. So now a source close to the Newsom family tells Daily Mail he had a reaction to the shots. He had muscle weakness and fatigue. Now, like I said, I don't want to sit here and propagate rumors whether he had it or not. His wife denied it. His press secretary had denied it. But I think he should, based on there being vaccine mandates just do a press conference. I know that. I think he kind of joked about it, or, you know. But if you did have some side effects that you considered was worth your leaving some of your duties as governor, all right, and it was related to something you're mandating, I think it is appropriate for him to come forward and talk about that. You know, one thing that I want to know about is I have been telling people, because the CDC has said that it's okay, I have been telling people that they could get their flu shot and their COVID shot at the same time. If Governor Newsom had a reaction because he got the flu shot and the COVID shot at the same time, then maybe we shouldn't be telling people to get their COVID shot and their flu shot at the same time, or their COVID booster. I hate the idea that there is this lack of transparency and there's all these this hiding and cover up. And maybe all of this is BS. Maybe what Daily Mail is reporting wrong. I don't know. You know, I mean, if Governor Newsom says, look, I was fine, if it's really any of your business, I had a hemorrhoid flare-up there. I mean, he doesn't need to go into that. But it's just smelling a little bit like he did have a reaction. He doesn't want people knowing about it, and he wants just do as I did. No questions asked. We like to ask questions. We're humans. We're smart. We're scientists. We're in medicine. I really need to know if we should be going back and separating flu and COVID. If any of you have had a reaction getting COVID and flu shots, let me know. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I support the flu shot. I support the COVID shot. But I am not going to support misinformation. I am not going to support a narrative that could put you at risk. And I'm not going to support a mandate. So if at all there is an adverse event, or you might be more prone to having side effects because we're doing the shots close together, the government has a flipping duty to come forward with that. Now, they could say, Dr. Dahlia, just because Gavin Newsom might have had a reaction doesn't mean everybody would. Well, then, okay, you're right. You're right. But then, slow down on the mandate. Hold off on the mandate. There should be no mandates if we're studying myocarditis risks, if we're studying menstrual irregularities and postmenopausal bleeding and blood clots and clotting disorders. You can't mandate something that could possibly cause somebody to have an ill effect. Even the Supreme Court ruling in 1905 said that. Everybody uses that as the precedence for the mandates, saying, well, this is for public health. But when unvaccinated people spread the virus just like vaccinated people do, you got to have a different argument than that. If people possibly risk some severe side effects to the vaccine, again, that negates that 1905 ruling. I'm not a lawyer, but when you read it, the government can't force something that could potentially hurt you. So, you know, like I said, I rarely like to talk about rumors. Just like, you know, with the Biden poop story, I instead talked about sharts. I don't know if he had, you know, some incontinence. People shart. It happens. But, I really think Newsom, if he is going to double down on these mandates, and as kids are now going to be forced to get it if they want to go to school, in-person school, be a little open about what happened. Because as a doctor, I might want to spread out the flu shot. I might not want people getting them both at the same time. We need to learn. 1-877-DOCDALI.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kyle Rittenhouse is testifying in his own defense on Wednesday in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Rittenhouse is the 18-year-old accused of opening fire on looters and rioters in Kenosha, Wisconsin during the riots over a police shooting in 2020, killing two men. Rittenhouse saying he went to Kenosha to protect businesses from rioters and looters and was only defending himself. After nearly 2 weeks of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine being authorized for use in kids aged 5 through 11, the White House on Wednesday is giving an update. Jeff Zients, the COVID-19 response coordinator, sharing some encouraging news.
By the end of the day today, we estimate that over 900,000 kids ages 5 through 11 will have already gotten their first shot.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A state attorney general is speaking out against the Biden administration's vaccine mandate.
It's going to push many people out of work.
That's Indiana State Attorney General Todd Rokita discussing the White House mandate that workers at companies of 100 employees or more be vaccinated by the 4th of January or agree to testing weekly or lose their jobs. For now, the mandate is on hold by order of a federal court as lawsuits from states like Indiana play themselves out.
It's not going to win any hearts and minds here in the Hoosier State, so we got to fight against this.
Rokita, who spoke on Fox News Prime Time, is attorney general for one of over two dozen states that are now fighting the mandate. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Biden in Baltimore on Wednesday promoting his $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Kyle Rittenhouse trial is still undergoing, and he had taken the stand today to testify his own defense. They are currently on day 7 of the murder trial, and he actually broke down. He recalled the moment he was ambushed by Joseph Rosenbaum the night that he was shot dead. His mother Wednesday said watched from the public gallery of the Kenosha courthouse as Judge Bruce Schroeder called to halt proceedings during this dramatic morning of testimony. Rittenhouse had taken the stand in his own defense to tell the court that Rosenbaum threatened to kill him twice, once while swinging a heavy chain, and the second time saying that he would cut your effing heart and kill you N-word. The teen recounted the events of the night and explained that he had gone to administer medical aid, armed with his rifle, but not looking for trouble. When he found himself alone and cut off from the rest of the group, with whom he had been earlier on the evening of August 25th. This is just an absolute, this was just horrible. The whole thing is horrible. Questioned by his lead attorney, Mark Richards, Rittenhouse said he had been attempting to put out vehicles in one of the three car source properties, I think fires, that he and his fellow vigilantes were in downtown Kenosha to protect during the nights of civil unrest that followed the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Armed with a fire extinguisher, his medical bag, and his AR-15, he said, "I started running towards the car source number 3 to put out fires, pausing occasionally to catch my breath and walk." He said, "As I'm walking, I hear somebody scream, 'Burn in hell.'" And he said, "I replied with friendly, 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 like I was just wanting to put out the fires." He said, "I noticed a flame in the back seat of the vehicle, and I stepped towards it. As I'm stepping forward, I believe his name is Joshua Zeminski, steps towards me with a pistol in his hand. I drop the fire extinguisher and step back. My plan is to get out of that situation and go back north to Sheridan." He said, "Once I take that step, I look back over my shoulder, and Mr. Rosenbaum was now running from my right side, and there were people right there. At this point, I guess he starts sobbing and gulping breaths, and I guess the judge had to halt the proceedings. He originally looked calm, but then he obviously started to, you know, tear up." So Rittenhouse, I don't have any military training. He's a lifeguard, and he studied nursing at the University of Arizona. And according to Rittenhouse, he had gone into downtown Kenosha earlier that day to help clean graffiti off the side of Rother Central High School. It was during the trip with his friend Dominique Black and sister Mackenzie that he said he met the owners of local business Car Source. They have 3 locations in the small town. Car Source owners on Mall Sam Sahil Sal Kindry have both stated under oath that they did not ask anyone to protect their property, though 2 defense witnesses and 1 witness for the state said that they did. Now, that would be very, very uncool if they're lying. If they aren't lying and they didn't ask anybody to protect their property, then, but if there's no, "I didn't ask them to," and still, somebody asks you to protect their property, don't. That's on them. Let them hire security guards. But still, that stinks if he did say, "Look, can you guys have our back?" I doubt it, though, but, yeah, I don't know. Again, just so bizarre. So Rittenhouse told the court that not only did the business owners give him permission to be there and ask for protection that night, which he had offered earlier that day, Sal drove him and his friend Dominique Black and former Car Source worker Nick Smith to the particular property. He said, "Sam and Sal thanked us for coming out to help, and Sal said, 'Why don't you guys hop in my car?' They were going to drive down to another Car Source lot." He said that he witnessed Sal give Nick Smith keys to the business, something which Kindry denied under oath, and showed the men where ladders were kept so they could access the roof. Kindry denied doing this. He said he let us know where the power washers were and the hose hookups. He showed Dominique Black and Nick Smith the 2 ladders that were there to get up on the roof. He said, "I didn't personally use the ladders, but the people who were on the roof did." So, this is something where we have been very diligent about looking at what happened to the January 6th riots. We have congressional, and understandably so. The riots broke into Congress. It was probably one of the biggest messes, clusters that we've seen on Washington property in our history. And they have not left one stone unturned. What we don't have a lot of knowledge about or education on is what was going on with all these riots and these protests that usually start very calm. Very, constitutionally, First Amendment, our rights, let's just protest, let's be, calm and express how we feel. Where do things, and I've kind of written about timelines of riots, but these things happened so often during 2020, it caused so many deaths and destruction, and We just keep hearing about the January 6th riots. I want to also hear about these riots, too. People died in these riots, even more than January 6th. Businesses feared for their safety. Businesses got destroyed. Businesses were frantically putting up signs, Black Lives Matter, anything they could do to let the crowds know, that they're with them. They didn't want their property destroyed. So I don't find it shocking that as these were going on, companies were trying to find ways to ensure that their businesses would be safe. But Kyle Rittenhouse is a teenager. I mean, I don't think he was offered payment to do that. So he goes to try to put his life on the line. He carries a gun with him, which, I don't know how he got an AR-15. He feels his life is threatened, allegedly, and then he shoots. So people die. His life's ruined. People are dead. And nobody's talking or even investigating the riots. How did things go from a peaceful demonstration to this? And the reason why I think that is so crucial is there's this fear now to not assembly. Those who went to President Trump's January 6th speech and rally, some of them I heard have gotten in trouble and they didn't even storm the Capitol. They were just there. Yet, you also fear assembly because you don't want to be a part of a demonstration that then goes bad. Shane Michaelides got shot in the head in Las Vegas. There was supposed to be a peaceful demonstration and somebody shot a cop in the head. And so people are going to fear assembly. They're going to fear assembly because somebody will go rogue or things will go bad and there'll be fires and destruction and death. Or people will fear they'll get arrested when they didn't do anything wrong. And it's not consistent either, because those that did riot and cause fires and try to burn down precincts and all that, we haven't heard anything about what some of the repercussions were, if they were even caught. So this is a sad case. But when Americans feel the need that they need to go to a protest armed because there's going to be a riot and they want to protect their city, we as America are doing something wrong. And law enforcement didn't want to control it. They couldn't. Not enough staff. 1-877-DOC-LA.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at DrDahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's DrDahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I talk about this on my show all the time. To be sexy, it's not just about the look. We got George Clooney out there. We got Brad Pitt. You got Viggo Mortensen. You got Michael Fassbender. Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan was Sexiest Man Alive for People Magazine last year. But this year, Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine went to Paul Rudd. Paul Rudd. I remember him from the Alicia Silverstone. Oh my gosh, what was that movie? The one in the early 2000s? I can't remember. But anyway, famous movie. But Paul Rudd is a funny man. Paul Rudd was a comedian. He was in all these comedies. Worked with Seth Rogen, was Ant-Man. I think he's a fantastic actor. I am a huge Paul Rudd fan. But he is Sexiest Man Alive. And I told you guys, I've been telling you guys for years, it's not just about the look and the jawline and the stubble and the, you know, being on a horse with the sword of Gondor. It's not all about that. How many people really find the whole package sexy? You know, I'm very fortunate to have a lot of good-looking people in my life and getting to meet a lot of good-looking people. And, man, some of these people are really, really good-looking. But the second they have this personality or this narcissism or this, I don't know, I'm better than other people, whatever, I get turned off. Now, maybe it's because the older I am, the easier it is to get turned off. And I understand people's shortcomings. But somebody who has that humbleness, somebody's like, you know, look, I'm not an Arnold Schwarzenegger or Jean-Claude Van Damme. I am who I am. I got this ant suit. I have to just do what I have to do. Apparently, People Magazine, and I'm assuming the reason why, is because people find Paul Rudd sexy. I don't find him sexy. I see how he's attractive. I could see how somebody would want to spend time with them or go on a date with them because you would laugh. You would feel good about yourself. And he actually is a very good-looking man, but he takes on more of a funny man role, so people forget about that. You know, it's funny. Brad Pitt, I think, is gorgeous, but I like him better when he's funny. I like people when they're funny. I want to feel good about myself. So if somebody is sexy to me, they're also making me feel good or making me feel desired or sexy or whatever. And so for those of you that are like, well, I don't look like a Brad Pitt. I don't look like a Michael B. Jordan. By the way, Michael B. Jordan, people always think he's not related to Michael Jordan. His father is Michael A. Jordan, but they're not related. Yeah, so, okay. So, gorgeous is anything. And, you know, you don't always have to have those looks. You know, one thing I find fascinating is how people I never thought were good looking, when you get that aura around them, all of a sudden, they're like, oh, wow, he's good looking. I can't tell you how many times people are like, yeah, this person is like the best looking person here, the best looking person here. I'm like, I don't see it. You know, but then when you meet him and you learn about him, you're like, okay, now I see how you're attractive. So Paul Rudd being a funny guy, you know, I doubt Seth Rogen. I doubt Jonah Hill. I doubt these other guys are going to get sexiest man alive. But what I love about what happened is people underestimate their sexuality. People underestimate how much of a draw they could be, because in entertainment, it's just all about the muscles, the six-pack, the 12-pack. You know, it's just all about looks and the superficial thing. And for somebody to be turned on, it's not superficial. It's deep. You know, people always wonder about how, you know, people lose their sex drive and how relationships go. And how could two people not sleep together if they're that good looking? It's because sex and sexuality isn't just about how somebody looks. It's about the whole thing. You know, my husband and I watch some TV shows, and he's like, look, I know she's not that pretty, but she's kind of cute. You go, yeah, no, I can see how she's sexy. I can see it. You know, he and I will talk about that because I don't want him to think that, you know, I don't care. He can look at porn. I don't care whatever he does. But he's like, why? What is attractive? And I go, because of the things they're doing, because of the movements, because of the attitude. You know, when people have sexual fantasies, you know, you really, by the way, need to dissect your own sexual fantasy. Everybody's like, nah, you know, I just think about sex and whatever. Mm-mm. Think about it. Dissect what it is in your sexual fantasy. Is it that you're being dominated? Is it that you're being rescued? Is it that you're taking charge? Is it that you're tied up? Is it that, because it's not just about the nudity. It's not just about the sex. It's about the landscape. It's about that whole aura. You know, and, you know, people have, as a doctor, people have talked to me about their sexual fantasies and their fetishes and things like that. And so I'm not shocked anymore. I mean, I'm not shocked by what people say turns them on. And they go, is that weird that I'm turned on by this? Now, if they say they're turned on by a kid, yeah, that's weird. And that's, you know, a concern, obviously, for pedophilia. But when people say, you know, that kind of turns me on, or I'm turned on by a ketchup bottle, who's to judge? I don't know why a ketchup bottle would turn somebody on, but is it because it's sleek? Is it because people love the taste of ketchup? Is it the red? Is it the slowness? You know, those Heinz commercials? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure I could take a look at whatever and figure out how it's sexy, because you could make anything appear sexy. I mean, you could take this candy wrapper that I shouldn't have eaten, and there's probably something about it that would appeal to somebody that will be like, okay, you know what? I like that. That turns me on. And by the way, sex isn't all about being turned on and horny. You wanting to be with somebody is many times the impetus of sex. So you want to be closer to that person. So again, I don't really see the sexiness of Paul. I mean, I can understand the sexiness. He doesn't turn me on. But I can see how people want to be around him. He's funny. He doesn't look like he's going to be a jerk to you. He doesn't look like he's going to treat you like crap. You know, and guys get this wrong all the time. And I say that just because I'm a heterosexual female. But I'm sure women get it wrong too. The way to keep somebody in your life, the way to attract somebody, is make them feel good about themselves. Make them feel wanted. Make them want to be around you. If somebody doesn't want to be around you, you're not going to have then sex with them. And it's not about the money. Well, for some people, it might be about the money. But if you're negative all the time, if you're like needy, well, you know, I need help with this. Well, yeah, somebody might be turned on. They want to maybe help somebody. They might want that role. But, you know, stop and think. If you're having trouble meeting people, it's not because you don't look like Michael B. Jordan or Paul Rudd. It's because of what are you giving them? Everybody's selfish. In order for them to get there, they have to get something out of it. Are you making them feel sexy? Are you making them laugh? Are you making them feel like they're wanted? Do they just feel better when you're around you? How many people have you guys fallen for and you didn't realize you fell for them? Everybody else saw it. But you're like, no. People thought that I liked Corey years ago. I wasn't even dating Corey at the time. I was dating somebody else. And they were like, you guys like each other. Just sleep with each other and get over it. And I'm like, oh, God, no, no. People saw it years before. Why? Because they probably saw he made me laugh. They probably saw how I acted around him. And I didn't realize it. My body will act differently if I like somebody before I even comprehend that I like them, that I'm into them. So, you know, what's good about this with Paul Rudd is everybody has a chance. Everybody has a chance. Everybody can be sexy. There's always that picture, that look, that aspect of you. So don't give up just because you don't look like Michael Fassbender. 1-877-DOT-DOLLAR.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.